I mean, it's kind of tough in a group home. I mean, anybody who's in a group home knows that, you know, you kind of got that feeling where you don't have no family. So, I mean, I led the sports, and my teammates were my family. And so
you get defensive? Is that what sort of hardens you, living in those
homes? I mean, when you're in a group home, I mean, anybody can attest to it. It's tough, you know, because it's kind of okay when you're around everybody who's in your same situation until you guys go to the mall, you guys go to the movies, and you see that family where their mom and their dad is in the movie theater with them, and you're with your caseworker or your group home leader, and you're like, well, shoot, where's my mom and dad? You know what I'm saying? So it took me a while to let that go. And even when I used to start to play sports, I mean, that was my venting, you know, like I play football. I don't have to worry about anything else. I don't have to worry about, you know, my foster family or fake cousins coming up or uncles and aunts I never met before trying to talk to me. I don't have to worry about it. All I have to worry about is my teammates and my job. And it's real helpful. So, I mean, that group home life, I don't know if any one of you guys have been in it, but it's not fun at all. You know what I'm saying? It's not even something to joke about. You know what I mean? So I feel for anybody who's in that situation, but I just try to be that. I feel like God's trying to use me as that person that'll show that one kid who's there who wants to play sports but who has all these troubles that, you know, you can still make it as long as you put your faith in God and put your foot forward, you know?
I read that at one point you were living in your car,
yeah,
working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You look back at that now and just, I mean, is that motivation or is that a chip on your shoulder? What is that?
I think about that every day. I mean, my fiance will tell you, like, every time when I bought my first car with my own money, like, I cried because it was like, it's mine, you know what I'm saying? And like I said again, man, y'all don't know what it's like to, you know, have all your clothes and stuff in, like, three trash bags in the back seat of a car, man, sleeping in the car. But I had a lot of good friends, you know, really, really good friends, you know, some of my foster family that, you know, they didn't even have to, you know, give in to me, you know, because we're not blood related. But, you know, they felt for me, and they recognized the hard work I was trying to put in to get myself out of the situations I was in. And, you know, they'll help me with food or, they'll, you know, let me shower or even spend a couple nights, a couple weeks, you know what I mean? But it wasn't easy, man. I couldn't even tell you how I did it, but just faith.
Do you ever have to pinch yourself, I guess would be the question? You're in a huddle with Tom Brady, you're taking direction.
I mean, today I did. I mean, for the first through walkthrough, I was kind of like staring at him like I'm actually in the huddle with Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying? As a kid, you play with him on the video game, and you're like, oh, I got Tom Brady, you can't stop me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm out here, like, I'm hearing Tom call the play, and I'm just kind of in awe, like, man, this is Tom Brady, man. But, you know, as a football player, but as a professional, you got to, you know, bottle that in and just play, because he expects you to know what you're doing and to move at his tempo and to make plays.
Do you know what you're doing yet? You've only been here a couple weeks.
I got the gist of it.
Yeah, do you feel like you're able to play and not have to think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, some of the installs and stuff, I mean, I'm really hard on myself with studying because, I mean, like I said, I think about my past all the time. So before I sit there and say, okay, I got it, I'll look at it three or four times. I carry my notebook with me everywhere I go. I read it. I mean, I don't really go nowhere. I go home or to the hotel and just read my playbook, talk to my family. That's about it, man.
Are you a Randy Moss fan? Did you watch him grow up?
Yeah, that's my favorite player. Like, when I went to, that's kind of the reason I signed to San Fran out of college. That was my favorite player. I wanted to learn everything I could from him, and he's a really good guy. And he taught me a lot as far as deep ball and everything like that.
You kind of have some of his mannerisms now. You get up like him. You got a little strut like him. Separation like him.
I mean, I'm just real passionate, man. So when I make a play, I kind of get excited, man, because it's like I got all this baggage on my back that everybody said I couldn't do it. Everybody said I wouldn't be here. When I got cut, everybody said I wasn't never going to make it. So every day I'm just trying to come out here when the ball's thrown, just trying to make a play on it.
So, Brian, right. How old were you when you were living in your car?
I was 18.
18, like right after high school?
Yeah, right after high school, 18, 19.
Brian, at least from the outside, it looks like that you developed a really good chemistry with Jimmy. Sitting up on the hill, it looks like every time he's throwing a big pass, not just on Thursday night, but every time he's throwing a big pass, you've been on the other end of that. Can you feel that? I mean, have you been able to really find a chemistry with him?
I mean, I can't really speak on it. I mean, he's a good player, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like I said, man, he throws it, I just try to get it. no matter who it is. I mean, coach could throw it. I'm gonna try and get it, man. I'm just trying to build that respect, earn that respect from everybody on offense and defense. They know that when the ball's in the air, 84 is gonna get it.
Brian, I wanted to ask you about when you came here. Do you have some time off at the beginning of the year? PED suspension or something like that you have to deal with at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I actually do. Four games.
Explanation on how that came to pass, and B, is that difficult to deal with?
I mean, technically, I've been taking I've had a prescription for it since I was like 9, man. And it, like I said, it costs money to get all that stuff situated, money in which I didn't have to spend, you know what I'm saying? So it was my fault that I should have brought it to the NFL and said, hey, you know, I'm taking this from time to time before it got to that point. But it wasn't like, you know, I'm using it as something to, I guess, boost my ratings, you know what I mean? Because I've been taking it since I was 9, man. I mean, that and Ritalin. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't really try to worry about that. I put that in God's hands. I just try to come out here every day and just try to play like I'm trying to get on this team, man. Earn everybody's respect, coach's respect, and just try to make as many plays as I can.
Thank you for the explanation. And now that that's your reality, is it almost easier to get your head around it? Okay, that's the facts. Here's how I operate from here.
I mean, sometimes I think about it, sometimes I don't. But really, I'm just, because I don't know if you guys feel the atmosphere coming out of here, but every time we come out on a practice field, everybody's serious. It's not like, okay, this is just another practice. Everybody's serious. So the level of intensity is high. So I don't really have time to sit back and, you know, worry about, oh man, I'm missing the first four games. I can't do that, because the moment I do that is when, hey, Brian, sub in, and I'm in there with Tom, and Tom calls a play, and I don't know what I'm doing because I'm thinking about a suspension. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't really think about that. I just try to come out here and make sure I'm good on all my assignments, making all my blocks, you know, running on my routes at the correct depth. You know what I'm saying? And cheering on my teammates, man. That's about it.
Guys, let's take two more.
With such a crowded group of receiver, do you think that four-game suspension could actually help you make the roster, just because they wouldn't have to count you onto the roster right away?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. This is like my first time ever, you know, getting into some trouble like that.
Right.
So I mean, I don't know. I couldn't really tell you.
Yeah, I might be so.
Yeah, who knows, man? I mean, we'll see, man. All I could do is, you know, when the preseason games come and when I'm out there with my teammates, just try to make as many plays as I can, whether it's blocking or running routes, catching football, or special teams. Either way.